You're holding Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph on top. We know the Shaila again. The Shaila was that we had a Diyuk before that which dam is Toyin Kibbutz, which dam, if it goes on the Kohen's Begodim, does he have to wash it? Does he have to wash his Begodim? Before, we want to make a Diyuk that's Mashma Dam that's royally aside, means dam that's supposed to be Shirayim after the Zrikas were done. That the dam is supposed to go to the Yisrael of the Mizbeach, we had a Diyuk that says it's Toyin Kibbutz. So question, who does it go like? The whole Vishadash and the Pasuk says, Asher Yazim, Prat is there, Shekhar Huzah. Now, Fukai, Dam, they already had a Zerika. So, Ma want to answer, this is on Lamech Ches on the base, and Baran, Ma want to answer, that goes according to Nehemiah. The Snag of Nehemiah is the one that said, Shiri Hadam, leftover Dam after the Zerika, Shekhriven Bachut, if you bring it outside, see a Chayiv. So, just like you see, it's called Dam to be Chayiv Bachut, the Ma thought to say, here we're doing, it's Toyin Kibbutz. Moses says no. Ain't the Shamu leather of Nechemyon linyan halor. Me did the every of all mabdorim. But linyan kibbutz mishamadlei. Who said though that he holds for kibbutz that of this dam that's only fit to go to the Yisrael to go for Shirayim? Who said that dam if it goes on the begodim you're gonna have to wash your begodim? Maybe if you made this rikur with the dam, the leftover dam is not turning kibbutz. That we did not see what Nechemy says. Mishamadlei. So Moses says in yes. Is we're holding now on top of Lamed Tes. The Moses says, yes, for a time we learned like this. The Rashi says, it means b'nechusa. I'll bring you proof. We learned that domim hatunim yisoid, blood that has to go on to the yisoid. That means shirayim, leftover blood. So tunim kibbutz, that dam now, if it comes upon the godin of the kohen, he's going to have to wash his clothing. So you see, dam, that's royal shirayim, is tunim kibbutz. Says must go look at Nehemiah, and also it says a chiddush u'mach shavim elus bem that if b'shas you put it on the shirayim, b'shas you put this leftover dam on the side, if you have the wrong machshava, it could also make a psul on the korban. Rosh Rashi says in chishav b'shvichosan am naslecho yibos lemochol. If you have in mind to eat the meat tomorrow, you can make pigle. And v'malum yem b'chutz chayiv, Adam takes this dam and makes the zrika outside the mizbeach yichayiv. Ma'ashenkein, the Brisa says, v'domim hanishpachim liyomo. What about the dam that became posel? That the loch reads, you do not put it on the mizbeach, but you throw it into the omel, into a stream of water that went through the mizbeach to throw the water out, and it goes down to Nachal Kidron. That dam ain't turning kibbutz. If that dam goes on the begodim of a kohen, he does not have to wash his clothing. And the ain machshava melus ben. If he has a wrong machshava with that dam, it does not make any psul. And the amala mehem bachutz potter. If you take that dam and make a zrika bachutz, you'd be potter. So, tomorrow says, like, who did this price go like? Man shamed lehud, we hear like, the yomah that holds the shita, that amala mehem bachutz chayiv. But if you take this dam that's roi for shirayim, after you made this rikah, if you spill it bachutz outside the mizbeach, that you chayiv for that, the chutz from Nehemiah, goes the chutz from Nehemiah. Well, come on, in this verse also it says, toin kibbutz, that such dam if it goes on the begodim of a kohen, he has to wash his clothing. So the chur you see that there is a shita, that according to Nehemiah, it's toin kibbutz. Now the most question of it, does this Bryce make sense? Well, Machshavim Elis Ben. This Bryce also says though, that this dam that we're learning now means it's fit. For Shirayim, on this dam Machshav helps. For the Gemara, is that true? V'atani we learned. Yotsu Shirayim, V'yaktora Seymurin, Shein Makvin Esakapora. That Shirayim, leftover blood after the Zerika, even though there's a mitzvah to put it onto the Yisrael of the Mizbeach, but we do not need it for the kapara, just like burning the emurim, we do not need for the kapara. And therefore, it's so clearly, shein machshava melas ben. If you have the wrong machshava, you have a machshava to make an achila tomorrow, or any machshava psula, you do not pass for the korban. Sak with this price to say here, by the dam of shirayim, it does pass for the korban. And the other word says, dam of shirayim does not pass for. So Moran says, ki tan yohi. When did we learn before to say that it's toyin that it passes? כי תני יתיו בשלושו מתנה של חטס. So the key to this braisa is not talking about shirayim, but it's talking about a regular korban chatis that we had before according to Beis Hillel. Even though after one zrika, he had yikapora, still the next three zrikas that he's supposed to do, it's a mitzvah to put on the other three corners. So those three zrikas is what a machshava helps. And on those three zrikas, that dam goes on the begodim, it's throwing kibbutz. But you have no right, even according to Nehemiah, dam after the zrikam, only left over for shirayim, such dam you have no proof to say that it's throwing kibbutz. So the more is the hochib, the albib shan the bracer is so, tunin yisoid, why does it say? We're talking about clearly the bracer says, domam ha tunin yisoid, what do you mean this dam needs yisoid? The Karen Osley, if we're talking about the three zrikas of the chatis, it doesn't go to the yisoid, to the bottom foundation, it goes on top on the corners of the mizbeach. So in the Gemara, Eima, say what the bracer meant to say was, netanine yisoid. It means such dam that the leftover of it has to go to the yisoid. But right now its din is to go on to the Kronos. Right now we're talking about the three zrikas that are fit to go to the Mizbeach. So since it's dam that's fit to go on the Mizbeach, that's why if that dam goes on to the Godim of the Kohen, he'll have to make a kibbutz. But you have no proof for pure shirayim. More is the question. But still it's a kasha. Is it true that machshava pigel helps on these three zrikas? Ayamar, we said before, loy shirayim v'loy mefaglo, not loy shauyo v'loy mefaglo v'loy aru legavoy kisayfan. We said before about these three zrikas of the chatis that loy shauyo means the last three zrikas is not what's matter the boss of achilo. It's the first zrika that you make. That's what matter the boss of Bechila. And therefore, lema faglo. Well, last three zrikas are not to not make pickle. Even you have in mind then, you can eat the meat tomorrow, does not become pickle. And if you take that dam and bring it inside the pnim, it does not become also. It has no soul bringing that dam inside the pnim. For these halachas, this kesefon, is like the shirayim. So still a kashan of braisa. Even if you want to say the braisa is talking about these gimel zrikas, of the chatis, still, what does the braisa say? Machshava melis ben. We just learned on these three zrikas, the machshava is not tassel. It says, ele rather, kitanya he. You know what the braisa is talking about? That it says machshava helps. And it's talking kibbutz. The domim hapnimim. It's talking about a dam of the chatis hapnim. That the zrika is supposed to be inside, in the pnim. Therefore, the loch is that even the shirayim of it, also is Likuva. The Rashi says, as the Malyom says, the Shrayim Apnimim is Ma'akfei. You do not have a Kapara. So therefore, both it's Mefago, and that's why it's throwing Kibbutz. So again, you have no proof to say the regular Shrayim is Kibbutz. It's only the Shrayim of the Chatas Apnim. According to this Malyom that holds, it's Ma'akfei the Kapara. That's more than to the Kitani, the Dhamma Apnimim. So he says, what do you want to tell me? If so, the dam hachitzaynim, the dam is supposed to go in mizdech hachitzayim. My, what do you want to say? Potter, that there, it's not toin kibbutz. There's no machshava. So if so, adutoni dam hanishpochim uyoma. Why does it have to say in this brisa only the dam that became still already that you're supposed to throw it into the yom, into the stream of water? Taking it out. That does not make pigul. That does not make kibbutz. Lifleg v'lisne v'didor. Let's make chalukim with the ikadam, with the dam of shirayim, and make a difference. Say like this. B'medvam amurim. When do I say that domim, that shirayim, after the zrika, that the dam is supposed to go onto the yisoid? Has the loch that machshava helps, and is turned kibbutz? B'medvam amurim, b'domim apanimim. Only the dam from the chatas apanim. But down that comes from a regular chatas achitzayin potter. That's only considered like shirayim. Does not have any psul machshava. And that dam does not need kibbutz. So what is the price only say contrast between the dam that goes on dam on the shpachim on the side, or the dam that goes into the yomo, it shouldn't make a difference. Even other dams, that's real shirayim, that goes on the side, still your potter. So my answer, I tell you, Hormani Rav Nechemihi, this b'raisa holds like a Nechemihi shita. The yomo that he holds, shirayim ha-dam, shekrivim b'chutz chayif. He holds that shirayim of any korban, even of a korban achitzayim, even though that dam does not make a psul machshava, even though that dam, if it goes onto the godim, it's not playing kibbutz, you do not have to wash your clothing, but our korban, if you take that dam and you sprinkle it outside mizbech b'chutz, he holds the chayif. So therefore, when the b'raisa wants to make a contrast between which dam you're chayif in all three, and which dam you're potter in all three, we have to say the p'tur only goes on dam that's supposed to end up on the amma, because dam that goes into the shirayim onto the yisoid, at least it has a chiyuv to chutz. So the Gemara says, therefore, hamani mechemi, the amma shirayi adam shekriv machutz is chayiv, le masnu le tlos p'turi labadu tlos chiyuvei. It would not be possible to say the contrast between three chiyuvim and three p'turim if we would have just said chatas and panim, chitzan and panim. Therefore, where the three p'turim, even if you take the dam and put it b'chutz, that could only be on the dam that's pasul already, that's supposed to end up on the yomah. But I call upon him, you have no proof to say that any dam, shirayim, is turning kibbutz. Review number Rina says like this, min ha-keren mamish. That is the first verse we had a diyuk to say that dam that goes on the keren is turning kibbutz. That means min ha-keren. Mashenke min ha-yisoid. That it says dam of yisoid, it means min ha-regul yisoid. Dam that's fit to get to the yisoid. Because that's what the Bryce before said, when the dam comes on the keren, then the dam that falls off is not turned kibbutz. And no one didn't say min ha-yisoid, so make a deal like this. When it says min ha-keren, it means mamish. Only the dam that's on the keren is not turned kibbutz. But dam that's fit to go to the keren, regular zrikam, that is turning kibbutz. Now when it says minei ha-yisoid, it doesn't only mean that the dam already reached the yisoid, but here it even means min ha-royal yisoid. Means even shirayim, even the leftover dam after the zrika, even though it's fit to go onto the yisoid now, also that dam is not turning kibbutz. So, omer le'rav tachlifa bar gozel ravina. So tachlifa bar gozel said that ravina, how could that be? Eima idi v'idi royuhu. What are they said by both of them? Both by the dam of the keren, it means dam that's fit to go onto the keren. Even dam that's fit to go onto the keren also maybe is not toying kibbutz. How could that be? Because it means, as Rashi says, the gimel zrika to the chattis. The first zrika that you have to put on the keren for kapara, avada that dam, if it goes on the begodim of a keren, it's toying kibbutz. But maybe the other three zrikas, even before you put it onto the keren, even though it's fit, it's right to go onto the keren, maybe even those three zrikas are not toying kibbutz. Well, just like you say, min ha-yisoid, means min ha-royal yisoid, the shirayim, is not toying kibbutz, so maybe even dam that's fit to go onto the mizbeach, go onto the keren, the rest of the three zrikas, maybe they also do not mean kibbutz. So Mar says, no, hi, my, what's going on with the other? Hi, it's like this, that can't be. Hash to roy the keren, or mataloi, if the braisa means to say that after the first zrika of the dam, the next three zrika that you're supposed to do, that dam, if it falls on the keren of the godim, it's not throwing kibbutz. So hash to roy the keren, or mataloi, if so, what do we need to say for? Royally, you said me, boy, do you have to tell me the leftover dam, the shirayim, that does not go on to the keren, only goes on to the yisoy, that does not mean kibbutz, me boy, pshita? And what it does mean kibbutz? El Pshan of Rice must be like this. Min ha-keren mamish. When it says the word keren, it means to say like this. That once the dam reaches the mizbeach, and then it falls off onto the begodim, that does not mean kibbutz. But any dam that's fit to go onto the mizbeach, even the last three zrikas of the chattis, but since l'maisa does the mitzvah to put it onto the mizbeach itself, that dam is turning kibbutz. If it falls on the begodim of a kain, before it gets onto the mizbeach, the kohen has to wash off his clothing. But when it says min ha-yisoid, there the Chiddush is, min harayin liyisoid. Not only the dam that already reached the yisoid, but even the shirayim, even the dam that's fit to go onto the yisoid, that dam also is not toyin kibbutz. So for b'chlal, there's no kasha from the braisa. And echnami, the gimel's rikis is toyin kibbutz, but any dam of shirayim is not toyin kibbutz. Now the Mishnah says, kol anisto mazbech ha-pnimi. Any dam that's supposed to go on the zecha pnim, that's likuva. If you're missing any one of those rikis, you do not have a kapara. It's only by the chatas achitzin that we said one's rikis mechaper. But by chatas ha-pnim, there everything that's supposed to go on the pnim is likuva. The question is, how do we know this? The Mishnah says, tell me about him. Come up, bring up rice and stuff like this. The Pasuk says, the awesome kasher also. You should make this korban the same way you made the other korban. So Rashi says, the par helem dover. Talking about a par helem dover. After the tzibor listened to the bezdin and they had a helem dover, they made a mistake. The acha shepirish boy koma tonas domei shana lichtoi v'yos lepar kasheros lepar chatis. That's what it says, the zrikus of the dam. By a par helem dover, it says now, do to this the same way you did to a par v'chatis. And really, it's a mikrish and the Torah Rashi said, you don't need this pasuk. Shurei kol avodos in this parsha. Everything it says here in this parsha. So why does it repeat itself again to say, the also, make this like chatas apanim, the same way you make the chatas apanim? So the Torah says, ma bol olamed, what does it come to teach us? Lichvo bazosai. It's come to say like another time that you have to make these azois. As if to say, it's the kuvah. The Lima comes to teach us now, that on the chatas hapnim, where the dam is supposed to be split from the inside of the kodesh, so there if you're missing any one of the azois, it's lekuva. That's what the extra pasuk is, v'yase kasher osa. The Mor says, no, ein liyel matan sheva. Here it's talking about this seven zrikas that you're supposed to make on the proichas. So here it's makiv maybe, shemakevus b'chol mokam. It's marked about the places. I think more later we'll soon explain where do we see it's marked about the places. But maybe this pasuk of Yosef Kasher also is only saying that the matanis, the seven matanis that are supposed to go on the proiches, that's the kuva. But matan dalid, just the dalid's rikus that you're supposed to do on the mizbech apnim, minayin, how do I know that if you make one zrika on there, it's not enough? How do you know you have to have all four zrikas? Maybe one is enough. Just like the chatas achitzin one is enough, maybe the chatas apnim also is weakest on the kronos. It's enough just to have one. How do I know even there you have to have all four? So it says tamalema to like this. It says ken yase. Rashi says in the tamalema ken yase loy. Rashi says chazar v'kofel. It says over a second time. So if you did not need it for the matin sheva, so put it for the matin arba. Then the pasuk says lepar zeh. So udash the means. Par Yom Kippurim. Rashi says Lahashvois, the Par Helam Dovo. We're making the Par Helam Dovo has the same melacha like the Par of Yom Kippurim. And later the Gemara will explain later what do we need this hekesh for. That's the Par Zeh means Par Yom Kippurim. So the pasuk says Kasher also the Par Zeh means the same way we need for this Par means Kasher.